Good morning, everyone. My name is Chaudra Trotter, and I'm on the Research Disparities team at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. I have no financial, personal, or any other inappropriate relationships to disclose at this time. The objective that I'm going to discuss will be the historical challenges attributed to low retention rates within the African-American community, as well as our current research study, the Project Church Research Study, based in Houston, Texas. And also, I'm going to review and evaluate effective retention strategies. African Americans are less likely to enroll and more likely to drop out of research studies compared to other racial groups. Also, there's a lack of inconsistent participation, which raises concern about the validity of those results regarding research studies relevant to African Americans. Some of the historical challenges identified are related to distrust of research and medical community. Many of us are very familiar with the Tuskegee syphilis study, which greatly significantly impacts the trust of the Black community regarding research and public health. Other challenges include complicated and or rigid study procedures, such as inconvenient location of data collection as well as appointment times. Having a rigid study bracket really makes it very inflexible for participants to come and be involved with the research study. Also, informed consent, having a misunderstanding of the expectations of the research study, and also their involvement as well as commitment to what would be required of them if they were to get involved of the research study. Also, it has been noticed that participants have perception of fear and harm being engaged in a research study, and that may be a fear of injection of needles or an assumption that there will be some type of invasive procedure that they just may not feel comfortable with. So the Project Church study is a research study that I'm actually involved with. It stands for Project Creating a Higher Understanding of Cancer Research and Community Health. Project Church is a collaborative effort with the Windsor Village United Methodist Church in Houston, as well as the Health Disparities Research Team at MD Anderson. The inception of Project Church actually began in 2009, and we're actually at the conclusion phase of it here in 2011. The goal of this research study was to investigate the role of behavioral, social, and environmental factors on minority health and cancer-related disparities, in hopes giving African Americans an opportunity to engage in a research study for them to utilize knowledge and empower them to improve their quality of life to reduce their risk for cancer. The study's design of Project Church is a prospective longitudinal cohort study where 1501 African American members at the Windsor Village Church family were asked to be a part of this research study. It was voluntarily for participants to become engaged, and we followed these participants over the course of 2 years and retained data at 3 data collection points, one at baseline in 2009, 12 months in 2010, and 24 months in 2011. Some of the methods that we used to solidify our relationship with the Windsor Village United Church family was really engaging first the church leadership and having the support of the pastor and other key leaders at the church. We met with the church leadership approximately 2 years before we even began our research study. And this was an opportunity for us to establish a strong relationship and also have a clear understanding of our expectations as a research team, and also being able to hear the concerns and needs of the church as well to establish a strong partnership. At this time, we also developed our community advisory board, which consisted of those key leaders of the church family, and we charged them with the task of being the voice of our participants that were enrolled in the church. Some of their tasks were to discuss our study design to make sure that it was relevant and appropriate for our target audience, as well as identify challenges, work with us to enhance our recruitment methods, and also identify things that we could do to assist with the retention of our participants. Some of our guiding questions were, how would this be relevant to our participants, and how could we really keep them engaged over the course of 2 years. At the conclusion of our study, our plans are to distribute study findings that we retain over the course of those 2 years and provide that with the church so they would have a snapshot of their physical activity, their dietary habits, their mental assessment that they were given, which are some of the topics that we asked during their questionnaire period. Some of our recruitment methods to retain those 1,500 participants includes first establishing that leadership commitment. Our principal investigator, Dr. McNeil, had several opportunities to speak to the congregation. Also, we were part of a health fair that the church puts on annually where we significantly had a great opportunity to recruit 500 participants in 1 day. We also had a Project Church office on site where participants were able to come and sign up during and after service. Some of our advertisement methods include having multiple video announcements during the church services where we were able to put the research study in front of the congregation, as well as provide recruitment cards to the ushers for them to hand out as participants are walking in, and also provide our study information on the church website. The Windsor Village Church family has over 100 ministries where we were able to publicize and promote our research study to engage all members at the church. And last but not least, just really identifying that there is a need and it's very important to have great customer service. And that would include being very informed, very knowledgeable about the research study, and also as well as the target audience that you're actually working with. The demographics of the Project Church research study was ages 19 through 87 years of age. 26.3% were men, 74.6% were women. 81% of those 1,500 received some college education or above. Between year one and year two, we actually were able to retain 93% of our participants and ended up with 1,395. We exceeded our projected goal of 75%, and most of those participants that did not return for the second year were lost to follow-up due to poor contact information. Those participants possibly could have moved and we didn't receive the updated contact information, or they switched congregations, but overall, we were able to retain 93% of our participants. Currently, we are in the third year of our research study, and we are ending with 1,328 of those participants, which is still really, really good. Some of those methods used to enhance our retention include commitment of pastoral leadership, which we established early on at the very beginning. Also, convenient site location and appointment times. We actually have a room at the Windsor Village Church family that is in the community where participants can come on the weekends as well late evenings during the week. We also rewarded all of our participants with financial compensation that they received every single year that they came. And another important factor to enhance our retention is we established continual contact with our participants other than at their data collection point. So some of the ways that we did that was through our community advisory board, through our newsletters, which we distribute out 4 times a year. So that was one way where we were able to put Project Church in front of them throughout the year. Also, we gave them an opportunity to come to some of our health programs and attend classes based on physical activity, diet, smoking cessation, as well as health screening. In a few slides, I'm actually going to show you a picture of some of our programs as well as our newsletter. We also established frequent staff contact with our participants so they had an opportunity to call our Project Church voicemail or also send us emails, just really being available for the participants if they may have any questions or concerns. Also, we have our patient navigator. One of the things that the pastor of Windsor Village wanted was a way for the members to have access to health information and information to MD Anderson. So we established our health education liaison, who was available to answer any questions that participants may have or also provide any resources that they may need regarding cancer or any community-related resources as well. And last but not least, just being available to provide excellent customer service and also responding to any of those questions or concerns in a very timely manner. This is actually a picture of our Project Church Research Study Room. It is very convenient on site. The participants will actually come in and we will get them set up and everything to take the survey. We also have a health information area for participants to come and retain information on prostate cancer, breast cancer, and not only they were able to ask us any questions and we would try to direct them to get their answer. This is actually a picture of our church newsletter that goes out 4 times a year. The participants will actually get this. So this was one way we were establishing contact with them as well. And if they didn't get their newsletter, we were able to contact them to try to retain their new information so they could get one. So this is one method that we were able to utilize as well. And within these newsletters, we always try to make the content very relevant and very useful. So they will receive information about recipes, the frequency that they should get a mammogram or a prostate screening. And many of our participants actually, they receive these newsletters and they actually share most of the information with their family and friends. This is a picture of our health programs, our salsa at the village, as well as our Too Cool to Smoke Put the Show, one avenue to have contact with our participants. And it's not just for our participants, but the programs are for the entire Windsor Village Church family as well as the community. Some of the lessons learned include making sure that the study population, study and research questions is very congruent. Also, focusing on establishing and solidifying those great partnerships early on in the study can really be useful throughout the course of the research study. Also, building trust to improve the validity of data collection and reduce attrition. And also, individual financial compensation is certainly not enough. But make sure that there is a connection value to the participants as well as the leadership that you're working with. Thank you.